Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how, tell me about, I didn't ask about your, well, tell me about your religion. What church do you go to?
Well, I go to the St. George's Anglican Church. Uh-huh. I was always an Anglican, born and raised, so I go to the St. George's Anglican. Uh-huh. In between, somebody would invite me to the church and I would go, but I am strictly Anglican.
I see. Yeah. Is that an old church?
Yeah, it's a very old church. Mm-hmm. Very old church.
Uh-huh. Where is that located?
On, you see where Church Street is? There's a church of a big clock facing that there.
It's right in, right in Bastyr.
Right in Bastyr.
Yeah. Bastyr. Is that the church on the it's like a park at one side?
No, is it not
on a green or
Oh, where you know where the where cable and wireless is?
Not sure.
You know where Scantel is, where they pay the bills?
I think so, yeah.
The telephone bill?
Yeah, okay.
It's on that same road, just a few blocks on.
I see. Just it's a few blocks in from the coast? You mean it's not...
It's not too far.
Yeah,
it have a big clock.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming from Fort Street, which is down.
Yeah.
The clock is there. You're coming from Central Street.
Yeah.
The clock is
How
there.
How far is it from the circus?
Not too far from the circus.
Okay, because that's where I live. I stay at the Palms.
Oh, stay at the Palms.
Yeah, I like that. But anyway, okay. Well, that's great. Now, when did you stop school? How old were you when you left school?
Well, I could remember I was 16 really when I leave school.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a couple of years back. I will have to try calculating.
Sure, that's okay. If you're 16, you went to school until
but
until
I was 16.
What did you do then? Did you start having a family then, or did you? Or would you just quit the work?
No, I was working.
Uh-huh.
I was working.
Uh-huh.
You had some people around the fort named Goynash.
Uh-huh.
They were from Canada.
Uh-huh.
I used to work for them, even going to school.
Uh-huh.
I used to work at afternoons.
Uh-huh.
I'd go around, I would wash dishes, I would make messages and those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually I get a full-time job for myself.
Uh-huh.
But I work different places.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's great. And so you did that until you got married and started a family. Was that
even when I married and started a family? It's only the last hurricane we had. I was still working at the Golden Rock Golf Club bartender.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And they just remodeled it.
Uh-huh.
Since they remodeled it,
uh-huh.
I didn't get the chance to go back there to work. But I had my own little business,
uh-huh.
which I used to close and go and work and come and open.
Oh, so you've done that for a while.
Yeah, I just remain in it.
I see. Now, tell me a little bit about your experience cooking. What kinds of things do you like to cook?
Nothing special. Anything. Because while you put your mind to it, it's just that.
Yeah. All right, tell me this then. Tell me how you prepare goat. What kinds of things you make with goat?
Well, you make many things with goat. You can stew it.
Yeah.
You can make goat water.
Yeah, tell me about that.
The goat water.
Yeah. I've heard of that,
Well, some people, they do, it's different ways to do the goat water.
Yeah.
Some people, because I would really wash the goat in vinegar and salt and clean it up because the goat is already butcher.
Yeah.
You season it overnight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The morning you get up, you will put it on.
Uh-huh.
You let it boil. When it half boil, you try in your breadfruit. They call something named breadfruit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You try it in, you let it boil, sweet pepper, thyme, seasoning, everything.
Yeah.
You're trying some gravy browning.
Uh-huh.
Some people brown the flour.
Uh-huh.
And when the flour brown, they mix it in some water in a little vessel.
They just brown it by heating it, you mean? By
put it on the fire.
Yeah,
you
right.
put a dish, a frying pan or dish on the fire.
Yeah,
you brown the flour.
Yeah, right.
And then you throw it in water, you mix it, it come to a paste.
Yeah.
You strain that paste and you throw it in the water for the gravy.
Uh-huh.
For the goat.
Yeah.
And it thicken it.
Yeah.
Some, they use 2 tablespoonful of the white flour, mix it in the same paste, and throw it in. It still would thicken it. It boil into how you want it. You throw in clove, something spice, clove, you throw in a little pepper. You throw in some dropping made from